As the 2014 Illinois governor's race came to a close, Frederick Seaton was nervous. Seaton was in his ninth year working for Ceasefire Illinois, the program that deploys neighborhood residents to monitor and prevent gun violence. Most of Ceasefire's funding was coming from a state grant, and Rauner had promised spending cuts across the board.
We kind of knew that it was going to be some big changes, but we were shocked to the magnitude of the changes.
In early March, Ceasefire Illinois learned that their state grant was suspended. Shortly after, more than 100 Ceasefire staff members were laid off, and the majority of the 24 sites across the state had closed. Today, with no state budget to speak of, state funding for criminal justice programs like Ceasefire has been cut off for 10 to 14 months. And many worry that this will prove to be a setback for a governor who wants to quickly reduce his state's prison population. Since his Ceasefire site closed in July, Seaton has been working multiple part-time jobs and continues to fight gun violence on a volunteer basis. When he hears about a situation that's likely to spur a shooting, he contacts his former staff members to see whether they can help intervene.
I can get one or two guys, and I can't get the whole team out because everybody has to eat.
Ceasefire could help with the governor's goal by keeping gun violence offenders who might have ended up in state prisons from breaking the law in the first place. But prior to the budget impasse, there had been growing interest in programs that, rather than prevent crimes, rehabilitate those who commit them. Adult Redeploy Illinois provides county and circuit courts with state money to divert nonviolent offenders from prison through drug courts, mental health services, and the like. In its first 3 years, the program claims to have kept over 2,000 individuals out of the Department of Corrections, saving the state some $46 million in prison expenses. These treatments can also break the cycle of recidivism, says Loyola University Professor of Criminal Justice David Olson.
So in order to actually change someone's involvement in criminal activity, we have to do more than simply punish them.
In 2010, Kane County had found that many people on probation were going to prison not because they committed new crimes, but because they were getting technical violations, failing to meet the terms of their probation, says Lisa Oust, Executive Director of Court Services for Kane County.
They'd get a couple of technical violations, they'd get in trouble with the court, and they never recovered from that.
So Kane County applied for a redeploy grant, which they received in October 2013. The county used half the grant money to hire probation officers with special mental health training, and the other half to provide substance abuse treatment and temporary housing. In 2012, the county had sent 112 probationers to prison. In 2013, they sent 82.
And then for all of 2014, we only sent 30 people to the Department of Corrections off of the probation caseload for violating. That's a remarkable drop, if you ask me.
Kane County managed to keep a reduced version of its program afloat until December, when it finally shut down. To date, theirs is the only redeploy site that has folded as a result of the budget impasse. Across the state, 20 sites continue to provide services to 38 counties, supported by funding at the county level. But county boards across the state have warned that that funding cannot continue indefinitely. Even if a state budget is enacted soon, it's not clear when adult redeploy sites will manage to get back on track toward their 25% reduction goals. In 2015, Kane County, which spent half that year with a reduced redeploy program, sent 39 probationers to prison, a 30% increase from the year before. Furthermore, Lisa Oust says the budget impasse has rippled through the county. Halfway houses have closed their doors, and one of the primary mental health clinics is no longer accepting new clients. After nearly a year without state funding, Oust has stopped trying to plan for what happens next.
I haven't even let myself think about it because, you know, so many times they said they were close to a budget and we would get excited and start planning. And now we're to a point where we're watching so many of our community partners really struggling to keep the doors open that I'm not even thinking that far ahead right now.
Reporting for Illinois Issues, I'm Jake Smith.